The teen years are important for building a foundation that you can depend on for the rest of your life. As you start the journey on dealing with anxiety, it can be a bumpy ride while learning to manage stress and anxiety. You may find some of the exercises will be bumpy, while others will trigger some confusing thoughts and feelings. Remember that anxiety itself can be the result of too much stress or not coping well with your daily activities. Don't forget that anxiety and depression sort of go hand in hand together if they're not managed. And stress is often affected by social interactions during middle school and high school too. We'll explore some of those ideas and help prevent higher levels of anxiety that's usually triggered by your thoughts, and find coping mechanisms to manage the stress that comes along with being a teenager. Your brain is busy developing a huge network to move information in your brain around and learning to respond to a variety of situations. Remember, your prefrontal cortex in your brain, right above your eyes, behind your forehead, continues to develop during your later teenage years and even into early adulthood. This will help you learn to make some better decisions and manage the impulsive actions, and at times this can trigger overwhelming feelings during this process. During this time, you may be trying to make a decision, but afraid of making the wrong decision or saying the wrong thing in front of others. You may even be doubting your own knowledge or your own decision making. You might find your body having many different experiences too: the shortness of breath, the body aches and pains, or feeling faint, or excessive worry when feeling stressed. Don't forget, adolescence has so many things going on in your body and brain. These are normal. Sometimes the changing body brings even more stress and uncertainty with what's happening every single day. How are my friends going to respond? How are my parents going to respond? Insecurities and uncertainty can bring its own stress and anxiety. At times when we feel overstressed, sometimes we reach for unhealthy coping skills. Some may want to isolate and sleep, or cry, or avoid others, or indulge in the 24-hour binge gaming online, while others may turn to unhealthy choices such as smoking or vaping or drinking or hanging out with risky situations. You know, then we add the COVID pandemic and how this has changed how we all live. Whoever thought you couldn't go to school for months, or you'd have to wear a mask to go to the store? The pandemic brought so many changes that most of us were not prepared to deal with. Talk about stress. Then we talk about how teens' social lives and their education has changed too. Extracurricular school events changed or canceled, created a lack of social interaction. Then some went back to school while others were online for school. These changes were tough enough, but now you still have to deal with the normal fears, such as giving a speech in your class or having to turn that dreaded crazy Zoom camera on so everyone can see you. Well, after completing these topics, you should have a healthier toolbox of resources to deal with the challenges you face every day in your life. And remember, it doesn't matter to have a diagnosis of anxiety disorder, to have stress and anxiety, you don't have to have a disorder. Don't worry about the labeling. Let's learn to master the stress and the anxious thoughts and learn to be more comfortable within ourselves. You're on a great journey to start mastering stress and the anxious thoughts.